AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Sturgis ball to start the second half. They lead 13-11. Sturgis working to the bucket to our right, and Coldwater from right to left as we have switched sides. Here's Jack Chesky up top, being guarded ferociously by Grant Maurer. Now get it to Tristan Stewart. Mock picks him up as he moves to the right wing. Bounce pass to older brother Chance. He's at the top of the key. Taggart back in. Ryan Hadley went down underneath, and that allows Ryan Schuler to catch and score.
Schuler's second bucket of the night.
15-11. Trojans lead by four. Here come the Cardinals for the first time up the floor of this second half. Ryan Hadley, who sat out a good chunk of the second quarter after having picked up his second foul. Step in to Mock. Keith Kurowski pleading for 3 seconds. I don't think he's going to get it. Mock to Stempion on the left wing, cross court, looking for Maurer. Finds him on the elbow right side. Luke Stempion on the left wing, moving up top. Now get it out to Maurer. The Cardinals showing some patience with the defense that Sturgis has thrown out. Here's a dribble drive cut off by a triple team as Luke Stempion finds Logan Taggart. Blocked from behind on his attempt at the shot by Chance Stewart. Coldwater will get the ball back.
Oh, Logan Taggart working hard down there, just not finding any space.
Well, that's that tough defense that the Trojans have shown all night long. Ryan Mock throws the ball to Logan Taggart. Triple team collapse on him, still puts up a shot and draws a foul.
Looks like Airgood, I believe, is going to pick up that foul. Nope, they are going to give it to Schuler.
Well, Ryan Schuler with his second foul. First of the second half, Logan Taggart to the free throw line. Ugly. It's not how you learn how to shoot him. You don't miss the front of the hoop by 2 feet.
Well, he's been doing so well. There's a better one. Yeah.
Except that it spun in and out. Just more evidence that of the rust for everybody. It remains 15-11, Sturgis. 6:17 left to play in the third quarter. Moving off a Chance Stewart screen is Jack Chesky. Nice move to the blocks, low side, and he scores his first two-pointer of the game. And Sturgis has just scored the first 4 points of the third quarter to take a 17-11 lead. 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Tough 2-3 zone defense being shown by the Sturgis Trojans. A double team on Ryan Hadley trying to feed Maurer inside.
Hadley was, actually Maurer was out of bounds when he touched that ball.
Well, he had trouble handling it too, so either way the Trojans were going to get the ball back leading by six. Here is Tristan Stewart cut off by Mock on the right wing. Bounce pass comes up top to Jack Chesky. How about a 35-footer from him? Wouldn't put it past him. Trying to move off a screen by Chance Stewart, or rather by Schuler. Hadley with a miss on the layup on the fast break. Grant Maurer draws a double team and will go up for a pair as he tried to put it back up strong off the rebound putback. It's almost as if Hadley was too excited with that fast break, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure what was going on there.
Jack Chesky with his first foul, team second of the half. Check that, that's a second team foul, isn't it? His second, team second. Grant Maurer misses the front end. 5:30 left to play in the third quarter. Still 17-11. Sturgis leading by six. And by five as Grant splits the pair.
Cardinals finally break into the scoring column. 17-12, 5:20 left to go in this third quarter.
Airgood on the back right corner. Give it to Tristan. Now back to Airgood. Tristan on the left wing to Chance on the right elbow. Mock picks him up. One bounce on the floor. Took the ball out to Airgood. Now back to Ryan Schuler. Still out there with his two fouls. The ball comes from Airgood to Chance Stewart. Trying to post up. A double team closes in on him of Mock. And Taggart, I think Mock's going to be guilty of the foul.
Yep, Mock with the little reach in there. Good help, but just got a little too much of the hand.
His first team, first the second half. Trojan ball out of bounds, leading by five, 17-12. Kristen inbounds to Schuler. Airgood on the left wing. Stempien guarding him. Now to Tristan Stewart, top of the key. Feeding Chance inside. Triple team closes in on him, but Chance still scores on the 5-foot floater. 5 points for Chance, and the Trojans lead by a touchdown. 19-12, 4:35 left to play in the third quarter. Here's Maurer on the right wing. Ball kicked away by Sturgis. Really, I need to plug the other microphone in and point it the direction of the Sturgis bench.
Yeah, Cardinals just offensively, we're just looking for something to happen good. And right now...
Well, it's been a struggle offensively all season long. It's just amplified by all of the factors we talked about all evening long with the layoff. Plus, the 2-3 zone that Sturgis has thrown out is tough as ever. Here's a shot from the left elbow, just short for Ryan Hadley. Eargood with a rebound. Chance Sturt gives it to younger brother Tristan. He'll push it up the floor. 4:03 left to play, third quarter, 19-12. Cardinals trail by 7. Here's Chance on the right corner.
Yeah, when you're having trouble scoring with, as the Cardinals are right now, you just don't want to get down by too many more.
Well, the Cardinals did play pretty well against Dexter for the final three quarters of their game 2 weeks ago. Unfortunately, they were down at the end of the first frame, 21-4, and it's really hard to come back out of that.
Offensive foul!
Taking the charge is Ryan Hadley. And the referee punches his fist for extra emphasis on the offensive foul call. Jack Shesky picks up his third foul. Team third for the Trojans. The ever-mercurial one of the Sturgis head coach Keith Borowski calling a timeout with 3:32 left to play in the third quarter. But check that. It's a cold water timeout, a full timeout. I was looking in that direction. Oh, regardless, we'll take this one-minute break, 19-12. Sturgis, 3:32 left in the third. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This time of year, going out means looking for a place to get in out of the cold. And Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater is the perfect place. There are so many things that make Benedict's a hot spot, like choice Black Angus, daily dinner and drink specials with 24 beers on tap and daily happy hour from 4 to 6, and live entertainment Thursday nights. That's Coldwater's premier steakhouse. Benedict's Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week.
Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming out of the Coldwater timeout, they have the ball. They trail by 7. Here's Luke Stempien, a strong take, a rejection by Ryan Schuler. I think Schuler, well, Andrew Eargood was part of that double team. It was a clean block by Schuler, but Eargood picked up the foul. His first, team fourth of the second half, so Luke Stempien to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Drains the first one. Stempien, 55.6% shooter from the free throw line, 5 of 9 coming in. 19-13, 19-14, Stempien drains both of them. You have a feeling that if the Cardinals are going to have a chance at this, it might as well be at the free throw line. Cardinals are showing a press. Chance Stewart getting the ball across line and right. Who checked in, launches over Mock for three. It went wide right. Mock will screen the ball out, knowing that the ball will go out of bounds back to Coldwater. Here comes Luke Stempien across the timeline. Jack Shesky will check back in for Sturgis at the next dead ball. Lonnie Wright commits the foul, trying to...
Now they're going to give that to Maurer.
Oh, really?
Illegal screen, yeah.
It was away from where Lonnie Wright was. No wonder he was applauding. Cardinals throwing out a half-court press. Here's right to Tristan Stewart. Now across the timeline to right. The dribble drive. Jack Chesky throws the ball to the left corner. Long two. Bounces off the rim. Air good head. Good position for the rebound putback, but it was knocked away by Coldwater. Sturgis will get it back under their bucket. 2:45 left in the third.
See what's just... Everybody's a little break in the action there. The official giving everybody a chance to set up.
Inbound to Chance Stewart. Wide open three. Wide right. One and done. Good rebound by Luke Stempion. Got there ahead of Wright. Runs into right. No call. Out to Mock. Left corner. Three. Rolls off the hoop. Rebound Taggart. Try to get the putback. Rejected from behind by Schuler. Ball out of bounds. Back to the Trojans.
Ball off Ryan Mock. Good hustle under that basket. Good offensive rebound for Taggart. Just couldn't get it to go back in.
Now the Cardinals are showing a full court press. They peel back on that a little bit. Tristan Stewart getting it to right across the timeline. Immediately double team. Lost the ball. Ryan Hanley and Lonnie Wright collide with each other near the center court circle, and it's going to be Wright assess the foul. His first, team fifth. In comes Airgood for Wright. For the Trojans, Ryan Mockel inbound to Luke Stempion. The other five on the floor, it's Maurer, Hadley, and Taggart, the starting unit. Meanwhile, it's a starting unit out there on the floor for Sturgis, Tristan, and Chance Stewart, Chesky, Airgood, and Schuler. Ryan Hadley trapped at the sideline right side by a double team. Ryan Hadley trying to get the ball back after it was taken away from him by Chance Stewart, who was involved in the double team. Unfortunately, Hadley picks up his third foul, team third. He comes to the bench, plays Watson in for him. 2:02 left to play. Third quarter, 19-14. Yes, this is a third quarter score that you're hearing, folks. Points have been at a premium, 6-3. Sturgis has outscored Coldwater here in this third frame so far. A bucket each for Chesky, Chance Stewart, and Ryan Schuler. One free throw for Grant Maurer, two for Luke Stempion. That's the extent of the scoring for the Cardinals. Put it up strong, yes, and one for Ryan Schuler as all of that I just mentioned changed. And for Coldwater, Blaze Watson guilty of a foul. His first, team fourth. Luke Beckhusen comes in for Coldwater. Ryan Mock gets a breather. Meanwhile, right in and Chesky out for Sturgis. Schuler to try and complete the three-point play with a minute 39 left to play in the third. Give the Trojans an eight-point lead. It's down, it's up, and it rattles in. 7 points on the night for Ryan Schuler. Sturgis leads by 8, 22-14. That is the biggest lead of the night for the boys in orange and black. Here's Grant Maurer. The minute 30 left in the quarter. Cross court to Luke Stempion. Now back to Beckhusen to Maurer on the left wing. Bounce pass to Blaze Watson. A triple team, and Lonnie Wright takes it away. He was involved in that triple team. Sturgis ball with a minute 15 left in the third quarter, leading by 8. Cardinals have not scored a field goal yet here in this third quarter. Here's a dribble drive around the perimeter by Tristan Stewart. Whistle, and one of those oddly timed timeouts by the Sturgis bench.
30 seconds.
Minute 3 left to play in the third, 22-14. Sturgis, it's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
A quick check of the WTVB scoreboard shows that the Eaton Rapids boys, who were down here for Holiday Hoops a couple of weeks ago, leading Charlotte at the end of the first quarter 19-13. Here we've got a tick under a minute left to play in the third quarter, and Sturgis leads 22-14. Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's Lonnie Wright, dribble penetration, trying to give it underneath to Schuler. Knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Trojans. Keith Kurowski, the Sturgis head coach, can't believe it.
He only sees orange, doesn't he?
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing him teed up here. Like a little parting gift. Just remember the first time that his Trojan teams came here. He got tossed, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
It was a game that saw a total of five technicals being called overall, I think. Sturgis's Andrew Airgood picking up his second foul. Team six, next one, would send Coldwater up on the line for at least 1-1. Scout Case inbounds to Blaze Watson, and there's the foul. Ryan Schuler getting the blocking foul. Got a little bit of body in there, and what looked like a clean block from here. Keith Kurowski said he tied the ball up. He tied the ball up, and now assistant referee is going to talk Keith Kurowski down.
And now he's talking about a play a minute ago.
First to two from Blaze Watson. Bounces off the back of the rim. So it remains 22-14 Sturgis. With 37.6 seconds left to play in the third. Jack Chesky will check into the Sturgis lineup after the second attempt by Blaze Watson if it goes in. It does not. Bounces off the back of the rim. Schuler with his third foul gets the rebound. He'll have to stay out there for the time being. 30 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Sturgis leads by 8. Lonnie Wright being forced to the half-court line. The Cardinals trying to extend the defense. Trying to kick the ball out. It's caught by Chance Stewart. He's at the free throw line. Moves the elbow to Airgood on the left wing. Now back up top to Tristan. Chance on the left corner. 12 seconds left in the quarter. Hop step, forces up a shot at short. Blaze with a rebound. Here come the Cardinals in transition. Luke Beckhusen, give it to Scout Case. Thought about three. He got tripped up by the double team. Loose ball down on the ground. Nothing's going to happen out of that. Darn it! 22-14 Sturgis after three. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
9-3, Sturgis outscoring Coldwater in the third quarter. Those 3 points from Coldwater, incidentally, coming from the free throw line. They have not made a field goal since near the end of the second quarter.
Yeah, it's been a while. A little bit of a drought.
And, you know, maybe your assertion that the first team to 30 will wind up winning this game. 22-14, Cardinals trail by 8, but they do have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Sturgis has switched up to a 1-2-2 or a 3-2 zone.
Yep.
Here's Luke Beckhusen, shoots over the double team right baseline. It's short ball. Ping pong's picked up by Stempien. Now out to Magos for three. Bounces and gets in! Oh, what a bounce for Magos! And here comes the 2-2-1 zone press of the Cardinals. Cardinals trying to trap him as he gets across the half-court line. That's Jack Chesky. Ball knocked out of bounds. Sturgis will get it. 22-17. Just a 5-point. Oh, they got Luke Stempien with his first foul.
Dusty with a 3-pointer.
So all he does is shoot triples, except for that 1 2-pointer early in the third quarter. I was going to say 22-17. Now it's 25-17. I know I shouldn't sound too much like a homer, but come on. This is Sturgis Coldwater here. It's so sweet seeing the Cardinal football team win the Silver Football Trophy for the last time this fall, wasn't it?
It was sweet. Yes, it was.
That's why the boys that were rowing the boat pregame named their vessel the SS Silver Football, right?
I believe a couple of football players come in that.
Sturgis ball following the steal. They lead by 8 once again, 25-17. Chan Stewart is mugged underneath. I think Luke Stempion had picked up his first foul earlier. Now he just picked up his second. Sure did. Team 6, Logan Taggart will get ready to check in. See who he comes in for. Either Mock or Stempion, I would suspect. Chan Stewart to the free throw line. A rare miss for Chan Stewart. We're talking points being at the premium. Jack Chesky has 11 of Sturgis's 25 points. Chan Stewart so far with 5, could be 6 with a split of this trip to the free throw line, and there it is.
A big 7 points there by the big guy, Schuler. Big 6'9 sophomore.
That is true. So between Chesky and Schuler, I think they've single-handedly outscored the Cardinals, haven't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
Looking at my scorebook. Getting back into game action. Here's Magos, launches a long two. It's short. Ball ricocheted off of Stempion's hands. Well, actually, they say it was off of the Sturgis player that got the block away from Stempion.
I think that was Chesky over there with the touch. Cardinals get it back. Mako with a good look. Just has to relax and let that one fly there.
26 for the Sturgis Trojans, 17 for the Coldwater Cardinals. It's a 3-possession game right now with 6:10 and counting left to play in regulation. Trojans going back to the 2-3 zone. Dribble drive. Scout Case lost his footing and the ball goes out of bounds.
Cardinals stay in that 2-2-1 press.
Well, the thing to bear in mind for the return trip coming up in February, or they seat us at Sturgis High School, it's right behind the Sturgis bench, so we get it all.
Yeah, that's true.
26-17, currently a 9-point lead. Uh-oh, here's Chance Stewart. A leaner is good. It's now an 11-point lead. Don't get Chance Stewart heated up. 11-point lead, 28-17, 5:36 left. Here's Beck Husen on the left wing to Ryan Mott. Bounce pass back to Beck Husen. Now get it to the corner. An opening by Luke Stempion and a block and a foul by Ryan Schuler. That will be his fourth.
No, they're going to call that on Stewart.
Well, that's a break for the Sturgis coaching staff. That's just the second, but it's a team eighth. Stempion back to the free throw line. First one too strong off the rim. Chance Stewart and Ryan Schuler were involved in the double team of Luke Stempion along the baseline. And fortunately for the Sturgis coaching staff, as I mentioned, it was Chance assessed the foul and not Schuler. That would have been his fourth. Stempion splits the pair, 10-point lead, 28-18, 5:20 left. Tristan Stewart, trapped by a double team just past the half-court line, and Keith Kurowski forced to burn a full timeout with 5:17 left, 28-18 Trojans. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 and Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4500.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or fish sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows, just east of River Road on US 12, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
28 Sturgis, 18 Coldwater, 5:17 left in regulation. Sturgis ball coming out of the Trojan timeout. They have 2 left. Coldwater has 3 left. Here's Jack Chesky, get it cross court to Tristan Stewart. Nice grab.
But he walked. Trying to keep his feet in bounds and just took a little extra skip step there.
Oh, really? It's all he could do. That was too out of a pass from Chesky across court, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Well, here come the Cardinals with another chance to try and break into the Sturgis lead, which is currently 10. Luke Stempien with the ball. He's at the top of the key facing the double team part of that 2-3 Sturgis zone. Throws the ball to Magos on the left wing. Good grab by him, and he kept his feet. Up top now to Beck Husen on the right wing. Time is becoming a factor here. The dribble penetration to a quadruple team kicking out to Mock. Now Stempien moving to the left elbow. Shot block taken away by the Trojans. Here comes Chesky. The layup is good. to 18, 12-point lead, biggest of the night for the Trojans. Here's Mock. Cardinals are kind of running out of gas offensively, aren't they?
Well, we just aren't getting, we're afraid to shoot the ball. We got to step up and shoot the ball once in a while. Even if you miss, there's no way. There.
Beck Husen for three, short off the front of the rim on the right wing. Ball down on the ground. Beck Husen and a couple of Trojans jump ball. The Trojans are going to get it back. Oh, no, they're not. Coldwater timeout, and they're going to give it to them.
Whew. Yeah. Luke had the ball down there, so good call there by Coach Kelly.
Well, that was going to be a close call whether or not they were going to get the timeout before the possession arrow was pointing back towards Sturgis. But we're keeping it here. There's 3:54 left in the fourth quarter. 30 for the Trojans, 18 for the Cardinals. 7 points scored by the Cardinals so far in the second half. Compare that to, that's 9 in the third quarter, 7, 8, 17. 17 for the Trojans and 7 for the Cardinals. It's not going to win you too many games, is it?
No, huh? Just a tough, tough night. Knew it was going to be coming in after the break, and it's lived up to that. So we're going to have to see what happens.
And Sturgis has broken 30. Your assertion may be true. The runner, the wild runner by Luke Beckhusen, no good coming out of the timeout. Beckhusen trying to commit the wraparound foul in the backcourt, pestering Tristan Stewart. Now get it to Chance. He'll settle things down with 3:40 left. Sturgis leads by 12, 30-18. Here's Jack Chesky with the ball. Trojans can afford to milk some time off the clock. A turnaround shot and a score by Chance Stewart. Man, what can't he do? Oh, it's been basically Chance Stewart and Jack Chesky with a liberal helping of Ryan Schuler, giving the Trojans 32 points, just 18 for the Coldwater Cardinals. Mock bounce pass back, Husen right wing three, bounces off the rim. Magos with a rebound will get the ball out to Case on the left corner. Moving off a Taggart screen, his shot went wide left and the ball hauled in by Chance Stewart. 3 minutes left, 32-18. The sands of the hourglass starting to run out for the Coldwater Cardinals. A shot by Chance, falling out of bounds, does not go in, but he draws the foul. Logan Taggart with his third. It's going to be the team's seventh. Chance Stewart up at the free throw line. Usually he's been pretty dependable from the charity stripe, but he's 2 of 4.
Ooh, get it out.
3 of 5 right now. Okay, Nick Ream, Lonnie Wright in for Sturgis. Ryan Hanley back in for Coldwater. Foul trouble really limiting his effectiveness after we named him McDonald's player of the game in the Dexter game 2 weeks ago. And like clockwork, Chance Stewart splits the pair from the charity stripe, 33-18. The Trojans now lead by 15. Grant Maurer getting ready to check in at the next dead ball. Cross court from Scout Case to Magels, looking for Mock inside. Now a couple pump fakes, Ryan Hanley, blocked by Chance Stewart, rebounded by Wright. 33-18. It looks like the Trojans are going to improve to 2-2 in the SMAC East, 5-2 overall at the end of the night. I know it's kind of early in me saying that the Trojans are going to get the W, but points have been so hard to come by for Coldwater. How about that steal by Scout Case? That was off of the shoe tops of Jacob Klein, who checked in. Whistle on a foul by Sturgis, other end of the floor. And a 1-1 opportunity coming up. Jack Chesky with his fourth foul. Grant Maurer, thank you, was going to check in for Beck Husen, but Beck Husen's got a 1-1 trip to the charity strike coming up. Chance to get into the scorebook for him. Well, now Maurer will come in for Magos. Chan Stewart, Lonnie Wright, Jack Shesky, Jacob Klein, and Nick Green, the five on the floor for Sturgis right now. Front end from Beck Husen is good. He will get the bonus. It's Beck Husen, Case, Maurer, Mock, and Hadley, the five on the floor for Coldwater. First point scored by Coldwater. I think it was like a three and a half minute stretch where the Cardinals had trouble scoring. Back end of the trip to the free throw line is successful for Beck Husen. 13-point lead. How about a comeback like they almost registered 3 years ago?
That'd be fun. That would be fun.
Right to the left corner to Reen. Chan Stewart got blocked by Beck Husen. Ball going to be assessed to Luke. Chan Stewart back to the free throw line for a pair. The foul on Beck Husen is his first, team eight. I seem to remember reading about the Sturgis Trojans for most of the season. Hack a chance as a weapon hasn't been too effective since he tends to make more of his three free throws than he misses.
Well, last year he was not a good free throw shooter. Last couple years, first 3 years in high school, he wasn't a great free throw shooter.
This time it's a make and a miss for Chance Stewart. 34-20, the Trojans lead by two touchdowns under 2 minutes left. Oh, if form holds, the Cardinals still be looking for the first MAC East win and would drop to 1-5 overall, 0-4 in the East Division. How about that? The Sturgis Superfans getting into one of Coldwater's cheers from the Cardinal Crazies. Beck Husen out.
I'm not quite sure what the 0-9 means over there. Oh, that's...
Nine consecutive wins on the hardwood for
no,
the...
No, that's... I think what it is...
Pump fake and a bucket for Ryan Hadley. His first of the game, too little, too late. Oh, nine away from 1,000 points for Chance Stewart,
yep,
I think is what it is.
That's what it is, yep.
Oh, here's to hoping that he doesn't break that milestone tonight. Oh, see what happens. I think Chance Stewart did get assessed the foul on the rebound by Ryan Hadley.
Be Chance's third foul of the night.
It is going to be the team 10th double bonus, the remaining minute 29 of the fourth quarter for Coldwater. Ryan Hadley, first trip to the free throw line since the first quarter of the game, missed both of them, misses the third one, too strong off the back of the rim. Tristan Stewart will come back in. And Jacob Klein comes out. Full timeout by the Cardinals. 34-22. 12-point Sturgis lead with a minute 29 left. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming out of the Coldwater timeout, Ryan Hadley back to the free throw line for the second of his two-shot trip to the stripe. It's down, it's up, it's good. 34-23, and here comes the press for the Cardinals. Chan Stewart inbounds to Lonnie Wright. Immediately, Scout Case runs into him. We're going to go the other way. For Sturgis' final 1-1, this foul on Scout Case is his first, team 9. Among the other action going on tonight, boys and girls basketball, Centerville is at Bronson, and it's actually Hall of Fame night for the Vikings tonight. Our tip of the hat to Bill Pfeiffer, Elmer and Doris Houghton. Phil Wada, Carol Moon, and Melvin Larimer. A miss on the front end by Lonnie Wright. Here come the Cardinals in transition. Maurer missed the layup. Luke Stempien is fouled on the rebound. For the Trojans, Nick Green with his second. Cardinals well into the double bonus. Stempien to the free throw line. 3 of 4 on the night. Now 4 of 5.
Well, as long as Sturgis wants to keep fouling us, it stops the clock, and we've got it to 10. More right. than 20 left to go. Wouldn't that be something? Hit a couple of threes right here at the end.
Right out, air good in, and Stempien makes both. 34-25, three-possession game once again. Chance Stewart with the ball. Whistle and a foul either on Hadley or on Case.
Hadley.
Which would be his fourth, team 10th. Stewart back to the free throw line where he has been 50% on the night. 4 of 8. Cardinals are hoping for best case scenario, a couple of misses from Chance. A chance to come back with a minute 16 left. Well, Chance drains the first one. The lead is 10 once again. 35-25 Sturgis. Oh, rarity for Chance on this night. He makes both on a trip to the free throw line. 11-point lead once again. Here is Maurer on the left corner. Runs on the curl. His shot is short. Rebounded by Nick Ream. Cardinals are trying desperately to foul him. Stempien and Case knock the ball out of bounds. Sturgis will retain possession with a minute 4 left. Cardinals throwing out the man press in the backcourt. Chance Stewart with the ball. And Ryan Hadley willingly takes one for the team, committing his fifth foul. Luke Beckhusen will come in for Hadley. Back to the free throw line for Chance Stewart with a minute 1 left. The other action going on, Union City playing at Athens in boys and girls basketball. Girls basketball only, Jonesville at Quincy, Colon at Tekonsha. We'll have all those scores coming up tomorrow with WTVB Sports. I forgot to write down, was that a make on both ends?
Nope, I'm making a miss there, Sean.
Or rather, a miss and a make is what
we're Yeah, miss and a make, yeah.
It's all academic. Beckhusen for three, bounces too strong off the back of the rim. Chance Stewart with a rebound, immediately mugged by a triple team. And back to the free throw line as the game creeps to its conclusion. Stempien with his third foul. Lonnie Wright will get ready to check in for Sturgis. Back to the free throw line for Chance Stewart with 50 seconds remaining. Chance Stewart right now with 15 points. Most of them coming from the charity stripe.
Most of them here in the fourth quarter. Came into this fourth quarter. We'd held him to 5.
Yep. Makes the first one. Andrew Airgood comes to the bench probably for the final time. And then again, knowing the Sturgis coaching staff, you never know. A make on both ends of the trip to the charity stripe for Chance Stewart. Back to a 14-point lead, 39-25. Runner in and out for Beckhusen. Ball tip off of Maurer's fingertips. Hauled down by Shesky with 38 seconds left. Now Chance Stewart. Scout Case trying to foul him. He does. He picks up his second. Back to the stripe we go. And now that indicator over at the Sturgis Superfan section shows that Chance Stewart is 4 points away from reaching 1,000 for his high school career.
He might get it before tonight's over if he makes these two.
Man. Drains the first one. Now he's 3 away. 997 career points. 17 on the night. 40-25. A lead for the Trojans, 15. Remains 15 with a miss. Here comes Maurer. The ball ricocheted off of Jack Shesky, who almost had a steal away from the intended recipient of the pass, Michael Magos. First thing set up where Chance Stewart might get that 1,000th point on a three-pointer if he wants to. Here's Magos with the ball, top of the key. He launches a triple over Chesky. It's an air ball. Chance Stewart with a rebound. Maurer quickly comes in for the foul, his third.
They're going to...
And the Sturgis Superfans are taunting the Coldwater Cardinal crazy, singing "Row, row, row your boat" gently down the stream. Back the free throw line. Chance Stewart bricks the first one, so he's still at 997 for his career.
You got a feeling that sign isn't helping any over there, let me tell you.
What, he took a look at it? 998 for his career. He misses and makes, 41-25. Beck Husen to Magos, right corner. Now Stempien launches a triple. Off the rim, no good. Ball ricochet, tracked down by Stempien. Now scout Case, 12 seconds left. Here's Beck Husen, back to Case. NBA three, short. Rebound by Chance Stewart. He's going to hang on to the ball. They're going to haul off the dogs. Stewart's going to be stuck at 998. He's not going to get his 1,000 point here at the home of the Cardinals. But the Trojans pick up the 41-25 win at the buzzer. Sturgis improves to 5-2 overall, 2-2 in the SMAC East. Coldwater drops to 1-5 overall, and 0-4 in the East Division. A split of the two games here tonight because earlier the Coldwater girls picked up a 37-21 win over the Sturgis girls. Back with the post game after this. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people, so I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a college student that needs a reliable vehicle for school.
We're on it, Al.
I don't have any credit, and I need a new car today.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan. We guarantee it or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Parents' night wrapping up with a split of the two games. We mentioned the Coldwater girls were victorious over Sturgis, 37-21. Different story on the boys' nightcap. It was Sturgis pulling away 41-25 to improve to 5-2 overall, 2-2 in the SMAC East. Coldwater dropping to 1-5 overall. Still looking for their first SMAC East win at 0-4. At this point, it might come next week up at Marshall.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens up there. Marshall struggling just a touch, too. But Cardinals come out just a little rusty tonight. Just really never got it going offensively. I thought they did a great job defensively throughout the game. Yeah, they ended up getting beat with a big fourth quarter there for Stewart, but mostly from the free throw line.
Right.
We had to keep fouling him to try and get the ball back. So that was pretty tough. But for the first three quarters, it was a good ball game.
Yeah, Chance Stewart, 11 of 18 from the charity stripe tonight. He ends the night with 998 career points. At least he did not leave the Coldwater High School gym picking up his 1,000 career points. That's something to look forward to.
But he'll quickly get that the next game wherever they play at next time.
The next game for... it's going to be a tough one for Sturgis. They got to play at Battle Creek Central on Tuesday.
Well, he'll still get plenty of chances to score up there.
Sure.
But getting back to the Cardinals, they came out. They were grinding it out in that first half. They kept the score close, 13-11 at half. It was right there, and they came out, and Sturgis hit a couple of quick buckets in that third quarter, and we just could not score. Just absolutely, did not make a field goal in that third quarter. The only 3 points we got were from the free throw line, and Sturgis, they weren't a whole lot better, but they did score nine. They widened that lead, and then in the fourth quarter, they just kind of put it away.
Oh, let's go over the scoring summary while we await Coldwater head boys basketball coach Brian Kelly. For the victorious Sturgis Trojans, Tristan Stewart had 2. Jack Shesky had 13. Ryan Schuler with 7. And Chance Stewart led all scorers with 19 points, 11 of them coming from the free throw line. He finished 11 of 18 from the charity stripe. He was also the leading rebounder. He had 8 boards to go along with his 19 points, 41 total for the Trojans. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Luke Beckhusen with 2, Scout Case with 3, Michael Magos 3, Grant Maurer 1, Ryan Hadley 3, Luke Stempion led the Cardinals with 9. He was 5 of 6 from the charity stripe tonight. Blaze Watson with 2, and Logan Taggart, who has been Coldwater's leading scorer coming in, averaging 16 a night, he was held to just 2. 25 once you get all that added up. By the quarter, Sturgis won the first 8-2. Coldwater won the second 9-5 to keep it to within 2 heading into halftime. 9-3 in the third, 19-11 in the fourth, favoring the Trojans. Basically did the Cardinals in after the slow start that the Cardinals had, and a good finish by the Trojans. Here are the final shooting numbers for Sturgis. They finished the game 13 out of 32, 40.6%. 5 of 18 in the first half, 8 of 14 in the second half. From the three-point line, 3 of 10, 2 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. Charity stripe, 12 of 20, 60%, 1 of 2 in the first half, 11 of 18. All of them coming from Mr. Stewart, 61.1%. Meanwhile, for the Cardinals, they were 4 of 20 shooting in the first half. That plummeted to 2 out of 24 in the second half. 8.3%, final total for the game, 6 of 44, 13.6%. From the three-point line, 1 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 7 in the second half, 2 of 13 for the game. From the charity stripe, the Cardinals were a respectable 11 of 29 to win the night, 2 of 5 in the first half, 9 of 16 in the second half. Rebounds. The Cardinals had the very slight edge, 34-32, aided by Luke Stempien's 9 rebounds to go along with his 9 points. He was one tick away from having a double-double.
Yeah, Luke played solid throughout the night, as he does most nights, but didn't get a lot of help tonight on the offensive end. Had a nice game, 9 points, 9 rebounds, and not a lot of turnovers. So we did take care of the ball, and we did do some good things. Just couldn't find the hoop.
Yeah, you were mentioning turnovers. The Cardinals had probably season-low 6 for them. The Trojans with 5, but off of those turnovers, the Trojans outscored Coldwater by a 6-2 tally. Points off the bench, the Cardinals... Oh, there's a nice statistic. The Cardinals had 10 bench points, none for Sturgis. Second chance points, Coldwater with 10, and Sturgis with 7. Brian Kelly, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, getting ready to join us on our post-game interview, which is being brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal Boys. Let's get first your take on tonight's game.
Ugly?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what else to say. We didn't play very well. It's that simple. You can't. I mean, we weren't aggressive, bottom line.
I thought on the defensive end the first half, you kind of grounded out a little bit, Coach, and you just kind of kept hoping to, like you mentioned, to try to get some aggressive on the offensive end, and it just never really happened. I thought defensively the kids, they didn't, they played hard on the defensive end. They just didn't make anything happen on the offensive end.
Well, your best defense is a pretty good offense, and, we get 12 more shots than they do. You're not going to win many games. I don't care who you play. You can play Sturgis. You can play it, to be honest with you, it won't matter. Right now, we can't win games shooting 13% from the field, 8% in the second half. We're too good a team to shoot 15% from the three-point line. And to shoot 50% from the free throw line, those numbers right there, I look at those numbers and the first thing I think of is, if I saw those numbers before the game, I would have thought we got beaten by 40. So I agree with you. I thought our defense played pretty well. There were some things that I was disappointed with what we were trying to do defensively that... We talked about it before the game. We talked about it in practice yesterday. And we just didn't do them in the game. And we even talked about them again at halftime. And we still didn't do them in the second half. Both defensively and especially our offense, we worked on trying to be aggressive. We knew that there was a chance of some zone. I'm not sure... You probably could count it on one or two hands on how many times we tried to drive the ball into the gaps or into the zone. And for some reason, we just decided we wanted to play catch on the perimeter. And we're just not going to be successful doing that.
Well, it's just a matter of going back now and then going over to Marshall, which is always a tough place to play.
Oh, yeah. I mean... Unfortunately, in this league, it doesn't get any easier from night in, night out. We're going to have to come back on Sunday, get back at it, and, try and get this thing turned around. Right now, it's just we're struggling. I don't know if it's just confidence or if the kids are afraid to shoot the ball or what the situation is. But we've got to definitely get more aggressive on the offensive end of the floor. We have way too much talent to score 25 points in a high school basketball game on this team. And, the shots are there. I wasn't pleased with how many jump shots we took instead of trying to attack them and attack the basket. And I know they're big, but in that situation, our goal was to take it right to them. And, you know, we just didn't do that. And I'm puzzled with what the situation is for tonight.
Well, once I deliver the DVD to you sometime this weekend, the breakdown should be interesting as you guys prepare for Marshall on Tuesday.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, like I said, we'll just go back to the drawing board. I mean, we got a lot of games left, a long season. Districts are still at the end of the season. So, you know, it's not over with by a long shot. We just got some things we got to correct. And tonight was just a little frustrating and disappointing with the execution that we had. So, you know, it's not done. It's not quit. It's not give up time. It's just back to the drawing board and try and get ready for the next one and try and put this one behind us, learn from it. As I tell my son all the time, when he makes little mistakes, you learn from it, and we got to move on. And that's the biggest thing we got to do now is we got to learn from this one and move on.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, Brian Kelly, thank you so much for your time tonight after a tough loss. We'll see you.
Thank you.
We'll see you Tuesday up at Marshall. Brian Kelly joining us on our post-game show as the Coldwater Cardinal boys fall to the Sturgis Trojans 41-25. We mentioned it wasn't all doom and gloom on the night as the Coldwater Cardinal girls picked up a 37-21 victory. A kind of a reverse situation. The Sturgis Trojans were held to just a single free throw in the fourth quarter of the girls' game while the Cardinals scored 11, a game-high 15 points from Kenzie Galloway. Nicolette Nelson almost single-handedly kept her Sturgis Trojan girls in it with 13 points, 10 of which came in the third quarter. The Cardinal girls get their first Smack East win of the season. They improved to 1-4 in the division and 3-5 overall. And they got a tough task coming up on Tuesday night back here at the CHS gym, hoping the leaders in the division, Marshall, they'll probably still come into the game with an undefeated record.
Well, there's no doubt. Anytime you play Marshall, it's going to be tough on either side. The boys are the girls, and it's going to be tough going up there for the boys. That's a tough play, tough gym to play in, and our kids have always struggled up there. But like Coach Kelly said from the boys' side, hey, you just go back to work, and you hope you hit a couple of shots early and the kids get some confidence and you move on. And on the girls' side for Coach Smoker, his girls played well tonight. His girls came out and they did their job, and they got a big game out of Kinsey Galloway, and the other girls did their part. And, hey, you're going to go up there against one of the toughest girls teams around, one of the best girls coaches around, and, hey, see what happens. Throw the ball out and let's play.
We'll take this one last break from McDonald's of Branch County and name our McDonald's boys basketball player of the game for the night.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams at participating McDonald's.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you're telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
With our McDonald's player of the game tonight, really for the Cardinals on a really tough night shooting, there can be only one, and it's number 24.
Yeah, Luke had a nice solid game handling the ball from the point guard position and also chipping in with 9 rebounds and 9 points. Another good solid outing for Luke. Just got to get a little help out there.
Well, congratulations to Luke Stempien, our McDonald's player of the game. Coming up for both the Coldwater boys and girls basketball games, contests against their longtime rivals in the Twin Valley, the Smack East, and next year coming up the Interstate 8, the Marshall Redhawks. The girls will host the Redhawks here. The boys will travel up to Marshall High School for the contest. Marshall coming into this game likewise without a win in the Smack East, and they were also 1-4 overall. The Marshall Redhawks were taking on Lakeview tonight, and it's quite possible that the Cardinals and the Redhawks could come in with identical records.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. I got to believe that that Lakeview will pretty much take it to them tonight. But a little surprised with the Marshall team. We expect a little bit more out of them. I don't know if that merger between Marshall and Albion, it's, you know, they're trying to work everybody in and work that whole thing together. But
Could be a talent deficit, too. We don't know.
I don't know. Well, they got a good JV team. They'll come in. We'll probably be we're going in there at the JV level at 6-0, and I know that they're going to go in at 6 or 7-0. So that'll be a good game. But at the varsity level, not quite sure what's going on over there.
Well, I'll be flying solo from the home of the Redhawks for the broadcast coming up Tuesday night beginning at 7. We'd love to have you join us. If you can't make the trip out to Marshall for whatever reason, we'll be next to your radio on AM 1590 or FM 95.5 or next to your computer or tablet at WTVBAM.com. That is the story from here at Coldwater High School. For my broadcast partner tonight, Quinn Berry, you'll join me up at Battle Creek Central next Friday for that twin bill, right?
Yeah, I'll be up to Battle Creek Central next week. Just got to be out of town after my ball game on Tuesday.
So. I mean, you got to dash and run, don't you?
Yeah, dash and run, yep, on Tuesday. So.
Also for our producer back at the studio, Sean Delaney, I'm Sean Watson, signing off from the home of the Cardinals. A split of the two games tonight. The Coldwater girls win over Sturgis, 37-21. The Sturgis boys beat Coldwater 41-25. Until next Tuesday from Marshall, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Heinz Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.